miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Kids can be mean.
Ooh, can they what? Kids sometimes just don't have a filter, like, at all. Now, I know personally, I've had a friend who is on the larger side, and her friend's kid basically just said to her, "Hey, Auntie, why are you round?"
Ooh.
Yeah, ouch.
So she's a bigger boned?
Yeah.
Why are you round?
Why are you round? Kids just don't have a filter, which sometimes can be the most hilarious thing in the world. Like, what did your, your niece or your nephew?
My little cousin, so it was Angus who started the conversation. It was one Christmas, a couple of years ago now, is when I was still single. I've thrown in their face, now I'm engaged. Ha! Joke's on you, kids. But it was when I was single, and I sat down at the kids' table, because the adult table was full, so there was like a seat left on the kids' table. So Angus says to me, he goes, "Dane, why are you sitting at the kids' table?" And Stella, who is 2 years older than Angus, pipes up my other cousin and says, "Because he's almost 30, single and not married." And I simply said, "That's correct." And then I threw my potato and gravy in her face. No, I didn't do that to her, but I felt like it. Because kids are mean.
Kids are mean. And look, this all came about because someone put up a bit of a thread recently.
Yep.
One Twitter user named Reza, private chef and blogger, asked her followers to share the meanest things their children had ever said to them. And she got over 1,500 responses. My child told a woman she had a butt like Barney. Someone else said, "My mum said that when I was sick, she was crying in her bedroom and I turned and said, 'Could you keep it down? I'm trying to watch this show.'" Another one said, "In Target, I mentioned how I really liked and wanted a certain TV. My son goes, 'It doesn't matter, you're broke,' in front of 10 other people."
Oh, yep, there you go. Cop that.
13, 12, 16. What is the meanest thing your kids or a kid has said to you?
Angela, 13, 12, 16. Kids can be mean. What have some kids ever said to you?
So I'm actually a step-parent. Yes, and so on the first occasion of me meeting my stepchildren to be, it's the end of the day and my partner has told the kids obviously to say goodnight to me. So my now stepdaughter sits on the edge of the lounge where I'm sitting and tells me, "I didn't know that you would be so nice, Ange." And I replied to her saying, "Well, why would you think that?" And she responds with, "Because my mum told me that you're fat and ugly and not a nice person."
She's just simply relaying.
Kids also don't know how to hide the facts that get told to them, do they?
No, exactly right.
So it definitely wasn't what she had said to me. It was something that she was repeating that her mother had unfortunately said.
Oh, well. Angela, thanks for your call.
I'm glad you're a good stepmom.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very much so. 13, 12, 16, get involved in the show at any time. It's interesting, Claire, isn't it? The old kids.
Yeah, I just remembered as well when my brother was little, we were at Macca's with one of my friend's mums.
Yep.
And my brother just said to her, "Why is that man fat?"
Just straight out pointed.
Straight out pointed and everything. The man was so angry and upset, which you would be. Well, you're embarrassed.
Yeah, but you can't blame a kid.
Well, yeah, and that's where it gets hard. But look. Kids say the darndest things.
They do, don't they? They're also so goddamn cute.
Now, we're going to get controversial here.
Or perhaps, maybe.
Possibly. At least it's one of the most controversial aspects of this year's budget with the government, at least.
What have they done?
They've committed to drug testing welfare recipients.
Okay.
So basically the government announced the first location will be drug tested in Sydney's Canterbury-Bankstown area.
Yep.
Basically, they're going to start drug testing anyone who's on Centrelink.
Okay. Everyone or not?
This doesn't go in. This website doesn't go into the exact details. I don't know if it's going to be people on disability as well as just can't find work, like Newstart or whatever it is, or if there's more to it. But everyone's going to be drug tested is what they've said.
Everyone.
That's what they've said, yes. So this kind of gets me annoyed. So anyone who tests positive for drugs, even once, will be pushed onto a cashless welfare card, which basically quarantines up to 80% of their income for essentials, so rent and all of that. And that makes
sense. Where's the other 20% go?
They can keep the 20% in cash.
Right,
okay. And the process will be conducted at Centrelink.
Right.
So they'll test for ice, ecstasy and marijuana.
Okay.
So basically if you're on Centrelink, and you get tested and it comes up positive for ice, ecstasy or marijuana, you'll instantly get put on this cashless welfare card.
Okay. So not three strikes, not three opportunities. No. It's just one shot, one opportunity. And if you screw up, that's it. You go on this cardless system. Okay, so this is I've been lucky enough to never have to be in the situation where I've needed Centrelink. Yeah. So and plus I've never done drugs. But in saying that, I know some people are a bit less off than others, and I can understand that people fall into traps and people fall into bad habits when they fall on hard times. I totally get that. But you got to remember with this situation is I think what the government is trying to do is help them and protect the taxpayer, which is you and I, Claire, who is essentially funding their money, right? And I think what they're trying to do is defend us in a way. They're saying, well, obviously you're not treating the system properly. You're using this money for superfluous things, for legal reasons. So I'm sort of like, I sort of agree with it. Testing everyone, though, I'm not entirely sure is the right answer. If you're a straighty 180 and you're just falling on a bit of hard times work-wise, I don't know if that's necessarily the right thing. Perhaps the testing should be means tested. If you've struck out before, if you have a criminal record, perhaps then. But then in saying
but
that...
Yeah, but see, criminal record doesn't necessarily mean...
Drugs, I get that.
Look, I'm a bit of two minds in this. So I don't mind the fact that, you know, if you get caught doing illegal drugs, that you get put on this cashless welfare card.
It makes sense.
What doesn't make sense to me is nothing in here states anything about helping you get help.
Right, okay.
If you're going to quarantine someone and take away what could essentially be, for them, a bit of a draw card to life and all the rest of it, and could, how do I explain it? Like it could be something where they're just so addicted to it they don't see the light anymore.
Right.
And you're going to take that away from them, but you're not going to give them any extra help.
Right. So what do you think then those people would resort to?
Look, I think that they need to bring in some sort of, hey, we're going to put you on this cashless welfare card, but here's either a phone number or a link or something to go get help.
But just giving someone a phone number doesn't mean they're necessarily going to call it.
But
and
at least they're giving them an option that's straight up front.
So you're saying if they say, for example, they do that, they don't call that number within a week, then they go straight on the card system.
No, either way, they should go on the card system, but they need to get some sort of support
system in place. Some of these people, though, Claire, are probably too far beyond that, perhaps. And some of these people might not want help or support.
And
they just
want
to live the life they're living.
And that's their choice. But what also worries me is the fact that we may see a rise in break-ins and things like that.
To get the funds.
Where people, are so desperate to get these funds for their addiction.
You don't think you'll see them saving up their 20% every week for 5 weeks and then going out and getting a hit?
I don't think that'll be enough for someone who is totally addicted.
It's definitely interesting. Look, 13, 12, 16, I want to hear from you. What do you think about this system? So the question we're asking is it fair that they test everyone? It's one strike, you're on this card system. Is that fair? Yeah. Or do you think that you agree with Claire, perhaps there needs to be support? 13, 12, 16, what do you think about the government situation here where they want to put pretty much everyone on Centrelink through drug tests? Mm. And then if you fail, onto a card-based welfare system. With 80%?
80% going to essential, so it would pay for your rent and your water and all that.
You wouldn't be able to use that for alcohol or smokes or
20%
drugs.
Is the only part you get in cash.
13, 12, 16, what do you think about this plan? Let us know. Jenny's called through on 13, 12, 16. Do you think it's fair for the government to do this, Jenny, where they're going to drug test someone? If you fail straight away, you go onto this card-based welfare system?
I think it's a good idea. I work full-time and I get randomly drug tested. If I come up with anything in my test, I lose my job.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Do you think that that they should be at least implementing, if they find someone who has been tested positive for any of these, they should give them some sort of phone number or some sort of help or guide them in the right direction?
Yeah, a phone number and email address wouldn't hurt. I mean, if that's the least they can do. But, I mean, do we really need to be funding that as well? Like, handing them the number, it's up to their choice. And if they make the decision to go ahead and try and get help.
Yeah, absolutely.
That they need to want the help.
Yeah, Jenny, if you don't have to share this with us if you don't want to, but can you let us know what you do for a profession?
Admin.
Okay, interesting.
Any show sign of anything, you lose your job.
Wow, really? Okay. Well, perhaps that's the same thing. You lose if you get tested positive. Yeah, see that.
I totally understand.
Yeah, they're not losing their funding. They're still going to get their funding.
True.
Yeah. And they're still going to be able to rent and everything else.
Yeah. Hey, Jenny, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Thanks for your opinion.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, you can call us anytime and get involved in the show. Yeah. She made a good point there towards the end, Claire. They're still going to get their money just in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Driver's licenses, right?
Yes.
They've been talking for years about how they want to update the driver's license. People have been like, I'm always losing it. Mm. Not whenever police pull you over, but if police pull you over and you don't have it on you, you've got to go back to the police station and show them it to them.
Isn't it a straight up fine though if you don't have it, if they ask to see it?
I've heard mixed reviews. Oh, okay. 13, 12, 16. I know that there are police that listen in. If you could clear that up, that'd be great.
Yeah, so because my understanding is, well, has always been, if you get asked for a license check at a breathalyzer or wherever and you don't have it, you had time to go and get it and re-show it.
Yeah.
Then I've heard stories you get a fine directly on the spot for not having your license
on you.
I've
heard both as well.
Interesting.
So I generally tend to try and carry my license on me at all times, which you should be doing. But anyway.
Help us out, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, please, 13, 12, 16, any police listening in.
They might be a bit busy.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
Look, and driver's licenses are a thing that's, it's kind of like in the past, like all the other cards are becoming digital. Like even your Woolies Rewards card.
Yeah,
you can
on
now
your phone.
Scan it onto your phone and then scan your phone to the little checkout.
Commonwealth Bank, you can get cardless cash now. So you simply text a thing and you get a code to put into the machine. So
or you can tap and
cash.
Go.
Tap and go with your phone.
Like everything's on the phone nowadays. Mm-hmm. Finally. The RTA, RSM, whatever it is now, has caught up with technology.
What do you mean?
They are going to be trialing.
Trialing, yes.
Driver's licenses on phones.
Which is really, really cool. Now, I do know they've been doing this for their fishing licenses and boat license for the last couple of years. You can get a digital version of it on an app on your phone.
Yep.
Which is really, really cool. And I believe they're doing this in Dubbo.
So they're starting the trials off in Dubbo at the moment.
Right.
But they're hoping to have the whole of New South Wales cardless by 2019.
Well, that's only like in a year and a half.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. So drivers in Western New South Wales in Dubbo will soon have the opportunity to participate in a digital driver license trial.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Now they'll be able to use their digital driver's license, which is accessible on your mobile phone for proof of ID. So it's not just for driving. I'm assuming it would be pubs and clubs if it's proof of ID. Proof of age to gain entry into pubs and clubs, there you go, as well as roadside police checks.
Now, the thing about this, though, Claire, there's a couple of issues with this. First of all, a lot of places now scan your license. Say, for example, if you're lined up at the area to go on the Saturday night, say, along Banner Avenue there, all the security guards always scan your license. So they're going to be able to scan you. Yeah,
normally,
right.
Like even I've noticed at the leagues and stuff, there's a little pocket where your license sits for them to scan in.
So will they have to adjust their technology to fit your phone technology?
I would say so. I would say either they need to adjust their technology or it would start off with, especially at the moment, because it is only a trial.
Yeah.
It would start off with being okay, we've seen your license. We'll, you know,
input
back-end
your data,
it and do all that stuff.
One other thing. What if your phone runs out of battery and you get pulled over? And you can't show your license. It goes back to what we're talking about at the start of this conversation.
Well, then it gets back to that. So 13, 12, 16, please, if there are any police listening, and I know that there's probably
at least
one.
Or if you've been caught, maybe.
If you've been caught without a license before on you, not as in like
driving without a license. Yeah. We don't want to hear those stories.
If you haven't had your license on you, been pulled over, have they just let you go back to the police station? Is that how this is going to work for mobiles, I guess?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm keen. If I was in Dubbo, I would sign up straight away.
Yeah, so would I.
Because I hate carrying stuff.
I think the only problem is the older generations.
Well, of course.
My grandparents refuse to use a phone. But yeah, they don't have to.
My mum's still got a passbook bloody statement account. She adds up everything she does in this little bloody book.
My mum has a password book. So safe.
Claire, we're just talking about the digital license they're going to be trialling in Dubbo. Not your fishing or your boat license, which I've done digitally for a little while now here in New South Wales.
Yeah, no, your driver's license.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. And we're talking about whether or not if you get a fine straight away if you don't have your license on you, or if you have an opportunity to go to the police officer station.
Police station.
Yes, perhaps. And show your license then and there.
Yeah.
And we asked people in 13, 12, 16 if it's happened to them or if you know for certain if you get a fine or if you get a bit of leeway.
Yeah, or if there's a police officer around.
Natasha, what happens if you don't have your license? Can you tell us what happened to you?
Yes, it was my husband who was driving my car because I just finished getting a tattoo. So I didn't feel right to drive.
Yeah.
So he drove, it was my car, and he didn't have his license on him. So he copped a $99 fine then and there, but the stupid thing was, after we went through an RBT, and so as we took off, so here's the real funny thing, we took off, and he stupidly, and I hate when he does it, he warned another driver that there was a cop down there, and he flashed the bloody cop.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Did he get pulled over again?
Yep.
And what happened then?
And then I showed him the phone. I said, no, I just got pulled over. I'll be paying. And he's just like, all right, well, you get another bloody $50 flashing. I'm like, bastard.
Right, so the lesson here is don't flash people, yeah. And the second, don't flash your lights at people.
Also, don't flash people.
And don't flash people, and always have your license on you.
Exactly. Awesome. So, yeah. All right. $40,
fine, thanks.
At least you didn't get done twice for not having your license. You know, there was a bit of leniency there.
I know. I was like, call off the bloody time so we don't cop anything for that. Oh my god. Yeah.
Thanks, Natasha. Have a great morning.
You too.
See, thanks so much, Natasha.
Look, I've just looked it up as well, okay? So I'm on the RMS New South Wales Gov website.
Yep.
And according to their road rules and safety, rule 305 or 300-5, drive motor vehicle, not carry license. It is a level 2 fine, which is $110.
Okay, right.
So, yes.
Well, then obviously there's a bit of leniency there too, because Natasha only got fined, $90 or whatever.
Don't know when that was. It may have been that before the financial year and prices go up.
Plus inflation. Yeah. Right. Look, just abide by the road rules and take your license with you everywhere.
Yeah. And just remember to reread the road rules, because technically
Claire, look, I don't have time to read through 300 bloody rules.
Oh, you're so going to get pulled over today.
29 past 6. Get up with Claire and Dane on here.